Jump point tape tape B. Side 1. The shallow end.
Place to be with Jackson was our bedroom. Wait, that sounds really perverse. What I meant was I got to fall asleep and wake up every day with this person I was completely infatuated with. The mornings were short because one of us would usually have to get up and go before the other, but our nights were filled with so many amazing conversations. It's where I felt like Jackson was the most honest. We had a rule: no electronics in the bedroom. I know it helped me unwind, but maybe it also helped Jackson let his guard down. Looking back, he may have thought electronics meant someone was listening, but anyway, he let the weight of the day roll off his shoulders and he talked to me about anything. And believe me, we talked just about everything. I felt like I learned so much more about Jackson through these conversations, things about our childhood, places we wanted to visit, movies, anything. While those seem like inessential details to know about someone, I realized how suited we were for each other. We loved so many of the same things, and even the few things we didn't, he still knew so much about what I was talking about. He'd inquire, he'd listen, and that meant so much. Because I think with Hudson and I, it wasn't that we weren't compatible. We didn't have a like-minded approach to our relationship. In my eyes, I thought about us. In Hudson's eyes, I think it was either all about him or all about me. No in between. Jackson saw it both ways, and I think I only caught him off guard once.
I am wiped.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now. I'm exhausted, but I'm happy. And if that's a trade-off, I'll take that every day.
What did you do today?
I had to meet with a client to go over some budgetary stuff.
I didn't know you did budgetary stuff.
Well, the city sort of asked me to wear a few different hats at a time. It's frustrating, but I think it makes me indispensable.
Hey, whatever happened to those surveys?
What survey?
The surveys you were doing for the city when we met.
Oh, right. Those things. You know, I don't really know, to be honest. My job was just to conduct the surveys. I just passed the results on to my supervisor.
How long did it take to do the city?
Oh, I didn't do the whole city. My colleagues and I were assigned districts, and I was lucky enough to get yours.
So glad you did. But, we never finished that survey.
No, we did not. But I'm okay with that. I like these results more.
Do you remember what the other questions were?
I'd have to think about it. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it might be fun to do now.
Okay. What is your favorite place to visit that is unique to Spokane?
Dishman Hills.
Didn't we go hiking there once?
We sure did.
We should do that again sometime.
We should. Okay, next question.
Is Spokane the kind of place you could see yourself retiring?
As long as you retire here with me.
I don't see why that should be an issue.
Do any of these questions get specific about Spokane, or are they general?
You know, I'm having a difficult time remembering, if I'm being honest.
I just remember some of the questions you asked me all those years ago, and now they all seem similar. The kinds of questions you could insert any city name into.
Well, I wasn't the one that wrote up the survey. I was just the one in charge of getting all the results.
I thought you said you only did a specific district.
Yeah, you know what I meant.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You just seem a little wound up. I didn't mean for this to seem like a chore.
It's not. You're fine. I just haven't thought about that survey in years. It wasn't really important to me. Simply work. So why not just let the past be the past?
It's important to me. It's the reason we cross paths. That has to count for something, right?
You're right. I apologize. It is important.
Even though that survey was part of some city marketing or something, I like to think it was destiny. Do you believe in that?
Destiny? Yeah. I believe a lot of things are meant to be. I also believe that in order for that to be true, that some things are not meant to be. I think people talk a lot about the success aspect of destiny, but never the failures that lead up to that, you know? The bad moments. The moments that help us grow and eventually lead to those amazing things.
It was conversations like these that continued to reassure my feelings for Jackson. When you live together, you can't hide yourself. I felt like Jackson was hiding these really wonderful aspects of himself. In a way, I think it's a form of keeping your guard up. When your guard is up, you may not trust the person or the situation. He was a very protective person, and it took him a while to realize that everyone wasn't out to get him. In his mind, he probably thought he was in shark-infested waters, but to everyone else, he was standing in the shallow end of the pool. I was the only person that could get through to him. So every time he opened up like that, I felt like I was seeing a part of Jackson that no one else would ever see.
I dealt with a feeling of loneliness for a while. Actually, it was more than a feeling, it was reality. I thought about going right back to Emily's house to ask for a second chance so many times. To ask where it went wrong. But I know the worst thing to ask someone is what's wrong without looking in the mirror first. I hadn't processed those feelings about myself yet. But that wasn't the reason I never went back. I never went back because I knew that there was always the chance that the door would open and he would be there. There was no chance in hell I'd be able to keep my composure. And that's when I realized part of the problem was me. Jeez, all this time later, I'm still tensing up just thinking about it. Yes, Jackson deserves some blame, but I was allowing my rage and my jealousy to manifest itself. I got a chance to speak with Emily again. It was at Daisy's, the coffee shop, and I had to make a choice. I wanted to warn her about Jackson, but I didn't know if he was in the picture. There was something about him that still wasn't sitting right with me, but I couldn't make it about him. I had to suppress any resentment if I was going to make things right.
Hudson?
Hey, can I talk to you for a moment?
Did you follow me here?
No, God, no. I just saw you while I was putting in my order and I thought he'd come say hey. Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Good. You wouldn't happen to be, you know...
What?
Single at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Jackson?
Should we really be having this conversation right now? Or at all?
Look, Em, I know this might seem a little awkward, but I've been doing a lot of sorting with my thoughts and feelings.
That's great.
And I feel like I was putting all the blame on you and not myself, and I wanted to...
Order number 47, iced latte.
Is that you?
No, I'm sure it's someone else.
I think you're the only person who drinks iced lattes in winter.
Yes, it's me, but it can wait. This is more important.
Hudson, I didn't come here to talk to you. If I knew you'd be here, I wouldn't have come.
Is he bothering you?
We're fine, thank you.
I didn't ask you.
Just mind your own business, okay?
Hudson, why are you doing this?
I think you need to leave.
What is your problem? I'm having a conversation. It's not like I committed a crime.
I'll go get someone.
Thank you.
Don't do this.
Do what?
Get me kicked out like this, please. Just let me talk.
Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
I'm just trying to have a conversation.
Sir, if you don't leave, I'll call the authorities.
Okay! You know what, Emily? Jackson is trouble. You don't see it yet, but he is. I don't know what it is about him, but I think that
he... I don't want to hear it!
One day, I'll find out, or you'll find out. Or everyone will find out, but someone will find out what his deal is, and when they do, don't come crying to me. Because I tried to tell you.
I'm going.
Did more harm than good. Actually, I almost entirely did harm. I prioritized my desperation for a second chance over the valuable realizations I'd made about myself over all of our time spent apart. But getting kicked out that day was a wake-up call for me. A wake-up call that I blew it, and no matter how bad I wanted Emily back in that moment, it was never going to happen. So I made a decision to move forward at that moment. I still missed her a ton, but my mind was working towards being happier on my own. Eventually, I was happy, and I didn't feel anything anymore when it came to Emily. In a weird way, I think it's what we both needed.
You did what?
Made a total scene in front of everyone. Being rude and loud and calling all the attention he could.
He's lost. He can't handle himself and his own personal failures. So he's desperate. I'm so sorry that happened.
I don't even think he thought he was doing anything wrong.
It doesn't sound like it.
He probably figured the only person he was making look bad was him. But he humiliated me. I felt like I was under a microscope in front of everyone. People looking at me like I'm a victim, or that I'm a monster to do something to make him act like this. It was awful.
I know. I'm sorry you had to go through that. It was a complete display of immaturity on his part.
The part I can't stop thinking about is how we were there at the same time. He said he didn't follow me there, but it feels like he knew I'd be there.
I wouldn't put it past him.
It's pathetic, honestly. He was the one who walked out on the marriage. It wasn't me. It was all him, and I'm supposed to just let that go? You put years and years of your life into a relationship just to have someone give up and then try and manipulate you into a second chance? In a public place? A woman shouldn't have to worry about an ex, or any man for that matter, confronting her in public like that.
I agree completely.
I think I'm done ranting now.
Ranting? You're not ranting. Calling it a rant is minimizing your feelings. You're telling me about an experience you had that upset you. You're telling me this because you trust me, and that means the world.
I do. Thank you for listening.
Of course. It's what I'm always here for.
Have you ever had a bad relationship like that?
Like that? No. One that ended badly. Yes.
What happened?
She gave up on me. Usually when a relationship is going downhill, you know, you can see the signs. I didn't. There weren't any. She called it off. I was blindsided and I tried to talk her out of it. But she had already made up her mind. She quit on me.
Well, she missed out on a wonderful person.
She did. But we're here now. So who needs the past?
Exactly.
Want to get our minds off past relationships, watch a stupid movie or something?
I'd love to.
The application deadline is February 17th for individuals hoping to take part in ISAT's latest study.
What are you doing?
Who needs TV? I think what might be better is some fresh air. Want to go to Dishman?
For what?
I don't know. Hiking, a walk, whatever you're feeling.
I suppose.
I didn't think much of Jackson's shiftiness then. I didn't really register it as suspicious. Honestly, it registered as spontaneity. I thought it was really cute. I was confused at first, but I loved that he was thinking about me. Especially after telling him about Hudson's selfishness. But that wasn't just a one-time behavior for Jackson. He really seemed adamant about not wanting to watch TV anymore. He didn't really want to go out to any social events. It was strange, but in a weird way it made our relationship better. At that point, outside of work, we just focused on each other. Then came the nosedive. The day I found out was one of the most horrific days of my life. It's strange that with the best days of our lives, we remember the feelings from it. But with the worst days, we remember the excruciating details. And I'm still trying to grapple with my emotions from that day.
tape B. Side 1 completed. Completed. To continue, flip over to side 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2